Joining us now, General Jack Keane. He's a retired four-star general, the former vice chief of staff of the U.S. Army, and the chairman of the Institute for the Study of War. He's also a Fox News senior strategic analyst, General Jack Keane. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. You know, I saw you make these comments the other day, and now they're getting some attention in the press, which is you said that the U.S. military should stop having family members travel with them and stay with them in South Korea in preparation for a potential armed conflict with North Korea, and that the president, NBC News now reports, saw your comments and that the Pentagon is considering this. What do you make of all of it?
Well, I firmly believe that what President Trump did in terms of a departure from his predecessor, President Obama, is put a military option back on the table, which I think most of us recognize was really not there with President Obama as it concerns North Korea. And the second thing is to put maximum pressure on North Korea through the nations of the UN to isolate it. And that's still the primary objective, is that isolation and economic pressure. But for a military option to be credible, you need more than rhetoric. In other words, we talk about it, we fly some bombers in there every once in a while, but you need to actually take some actions that would give that military option the kind of teeth it deserves. And I firmly believe if you're going to prevent a war, you have to be fully prepared to fight one. And we need to show the North Koreans that we are. So I believe in January, when we first announced the military option, is at that time we should have stopped assigning our families to South Korea and made it an unaccompanied tour like it is in Iraq and Afghanistan. I also think there's a number of other things that we could be doing. We know for a fact that there's a back door to North Korea from the sea where they're receiving some fuel and some other commodities. And I believe it's time to put a naval blockade in and shut that down to get the maximum economic pressure that we're trying to achieve, because that is job one. I also think we should unleash our cyber offensive capability, if we're not doing it, to attack North Korea's information systems, their finance and limited banking systems that they have, and their energy infrastructure. I know there's an oil pipeline that comes out of China to North Korea. We could likely take that down without having to fire a shot. And also start moving theater-level infrastructure into the area, to our bases, et cetera, because that's what we would do if we're serious about a military option. And there's a host of other things that we could do as well. But mainly what I'm trying to make the point is, if the option is credible, our adversaries have got to see it. There's a guy like me advising Kim Jong-un who's looking at military capabilities and what is the United States really doing. And it's those actions that are going to speak far greater than words.
And just in the wake of your comments on Fox News, I know that the president often consults with outside advisors on this. Have you spoken to the president about your plans here? Your ideas?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I wanted to, just what you just said, if you were an advisor, you know, to Kim Jong-un.
Could you speak up?
Sure.
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, great. Off your comment regarding an advisor being an advisor to Kim Jong-un, you know, he would be able to see these things. My concern is that he doesn't have any advisors who are honest with him, because if you're honest with him, he feeds you to dogs. So if he's in this thought bubble, in this echo chamber, how much of these movements and how much of this information truly gets to him?
Well, I think that's a good point. I mean, Kim Jong-un is certainly isolated. He's never, ever spoken to a head of state. He clearly doesn't have even lower-level interactions with leaders, you know, from other nations. And he's totally dependent on the people around him to give him information. But this much I do know. The director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, has said publicly more than once that he believes Kim Jong-un is a rational actor, although at times his words are not, and he's quite bellicose. But nonetheless, that Mr. Pompeo and his team have more information than anybody in the United States about Kim Jong-un. And if he's declaring that, then I believe that the actions that we would be taking, he would react rationally to that and not take an action that would lead to an all-out war. After all, we're sanctioning him now economically and shutting down a lot of the commodities and trade that he's doing, and he's not firing a shot at us. I don't think a naval blockade, although according to international law, it is an act of war. I don't believe he would respond in kind in terms of an all-out war for the very reason he's not responding to other economic sanctions.
North Korea is planning a large military parade the day before the Olympic opening. What message is he trying to send with that? What's he trying to tell us?
Well, I think he's made this goodwill concession with the South Koreans and going to the Olympics, which is, you know, propaganda as I see it. And the military parade is just that. It's more propaganda that he's a military power. He wants the world to sort of pay attention to South Korea as the Olympics begin this week. And there'll likely be, you know, some fairly world-level publicity also on the North Korean military parade. So I think it's just more propaganda. I don't think most people take it too seriously.
And then this week, on Friday, we've got the opening ceremony of the Olympics, as Mary just mentioned, and that'll be an opportunity for North and South Korea to go to the Olympics together, the Winter Olympics. Is there any chance for this to be a constructive moment in these negotiations, especially as Mike Pence also attends the opening ceremonies?
Well, certainly we would all want that to happen, but based on the history, it's unlikely to happen. The North Koreans have always used negotiations for one, for goodwill, two, to advance their technology secretly while they're negotiating, and three, to try to drive a wedge between the United States and South Korea and Japan. That's usually been their motivation. I don't think we have any reason to doubt that motivation is the same that's being executed right now.
All right, well, all eyes will be on Korea this week as we watch those opening ceremonies. General Keane, really appreciate your insight this morning. Look forward to having you back here on Mornings in the Mall.
Yeah, sure. Always good talking to you guys. Take care.
Thanks a lot, sir. 8:15 now.